And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet R.S. Thomas, born Cardiff, Wales, 1913. Anglican clergyman, Welsh nationalist, though he didn't learn the Welsh language until he was 30. Wrote his poetry in English, but his autobiography in Welsh. He called it Neb, meaning nobody. He was a Luddite. He and his wife lived in a little stone cottage, no refrigerator, no washing machine. He said, "A recurring ideal, I find, is that of simplicity. At times there comes the desire to write with great precision and clarity, words so simple and moving that they bring tears to the eyes." It's the birthday of Emmy Sedaris, born Endicott, New York, 1961, grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, author of two satirical homemaking books, I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence, and Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. Amy Sedaris, who said in an interview about the Sedaris family, "We read everything we can about diseases and physical deformity. We were so protected in North Carolina. There's a place here in New York where you can get antique skin disorder books in color. They're really beautiful photographs." It's the birthday of Alexandra Fuller, born in Glossop, England, 1969, grew up in Zimbabwe. In 2002, published her memoir, Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, the story of her life as the child of white settlers caught up in a civil war in Mozambique. By the time she was 7 years old, Fuller knew how to strip, clean, load, and fire a machine gun. She also knew never to sneak into her parents' bedroom at night in case they mistook her for an intruder. Published another memoir called Cocktail Hour Under the Tree of Forgetfulness, in which she tells the story of her mother, born in Scotland, raised in Kenya. It's the birthday of Eugene McCarthy, poet and politician, born in Watkins, Minnesota, 1916. And it's the birthday of Judith Guest, born in Detroit, 1936. When she was in her 30s, she read a how-to book called One Way to Write Your Novel. And 3 years later, she published her first novel, Ordinary People. It was a bestseller in 1976, the story of the Jarrett family in Lake Forest, a suburb of Chicago, whose son Buck is drowned in a sailing accident on Lake Michigan, and whose brother Conrad, who was with him on the boat, attempts suicide. The movie won an Academy Award for Best Picture in 1980. Here's a poem for today by Richard Cecil, entitled Where Am I? Beyond the waves that lap the sandy beaches my balcony looks down on, there must be no distant shoreline, only open sea that stretches toward the west until it reaches the sky to make an infinite horizon, which the sun sinks into with a hiss of surf as afternoon and evening kiss goodnight and sky turns on its constellations. The only sounds allowed besides the surf are cries of gulls and very distant swimmers and snapping flags so twisted by the wind it's impossible to say who rules this turf, the kingdom of the endless perfect summers, which I move to every winter in my mind. Where Am I? A sonnet by Richard Cecil from 21st Century Blues, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.